really pleased with the outcome of the game Saturday night. I think Robert Morris is a certainly capable opponent, but I thought our guys really came in poised and ready to play. I was particularly pleased that we responded a little bit better offensively in the second half. Defensively, I think we played really hard and well all night long. I think that needs to be tempered a little bit. Robert Morris, suspending their starting quarterback. But I thought the things that we needed to control defensively, we certainly did. And then along with that, I thought our kicking game was pretty solid. I know Adam Keller missed a 48-yard field goal, but outside of that, I thought we, for an opening game, pretty pleased there. So good start. We're 1-0, and we got a big challenge this next week as we go on the road, play a very capable, excellent Colorado State football team. So at this time, any questions?
Coach, how much film have you been watching in Colorado State? Have you looked past, a couple weeks ago and started taking glimpses?
Well, typically, we've always prepared for a couple different opponents during our fall camp. I think that's pretty much standard across the country. So we certainly have looked at Colorado State, before this game, and I'm sure they've looked at us as well. But there's a lot that changes from the, trying to project, okay, what are you going to get, to now you have somewhat of an idea. I know that there's always new wrinkles every game, but we certainly know more about them now than what we did going into this year. I'm sure that they've looked at our tape as well.
Coach, how much do you take from the game and go, wow, we were really strong up front, really kind of know what Robert Morris wasn't exactly the best?
Well, there's a little bit of a balance there. I certainly think it's important. We think we're playing really well defensively, and our defensive front is a really solid defensive front. However, I think you're right. Robert Morris is probably struggling a little bit in the offensive line, and our guys certainly took advantage of that. And as I mentioned earlier, too, you play a backup quarterback in that game. It's going to have an impact. But I thought our guys controlled the things they needed to control. We ran to the ball well. I thought we executed well, and we tackled well.
What does Colorado State compare to of the other FBS opponents? Do they compare to anybody that you've played?
Well, I think so. Dom, the FBS opponents that we played, have not been the top 10. But we've played some good teams, and I think they're certainly a good football team. I think any time you play a Pac-10 or Pac-12 school and beat them, they're in-state rival, that speaks well. And they're well coached. I think their quarterback has significantly improved from last year to this year, took care of the football. They've got a solid running game. And they really did a great job with the kicking game. Their defense played well, but that kicking game, anytime you're in a close game, typically that's going to be the deciding factor, and I thought Saturday it certainly was.
What separates a good defense from a great defense in your mind in general?
I think probably the ability to create turnovers. Anytime you can have a team that's just consistently creating turnovers, whether those result in scores but certainly changing the field position, I think that's probably the biggest difference. And then the last thing is just to be able to play consistently every game, no matter who the opponent is.
Do you have the potential there on your team to be a great defense?
Yeah, we think we do. We're certainly, it's a long season, but right now I think that we're pretty doggone solid. It'll be important for us to take another step as we go.
And in that case, an FBS opponent, I would imagine, be a nice measuring stick between. See how good your defense is.
Well, you always see significant improvement between the first and second game. Without question, I think Colorado State will be, a more formidable opponent than Robert Morris. And they're, from the Mountain West Conference. And, they've got good players that are well coached. It's going to be a big challenge for our guys.
And to the average fan, 52-0 victory seems like mm-hmm. you did everything right. But where are you most critical of the performance on Saturday?
I thought a couple times we had opportunities for we left a lot of points out on the board in the first half. That was frustrating, either through some miscues or turnover. We were deep in the red zone or had, second and one deep in the red zone. And for us not to capitalize on that, that's an area of improvement. Then I thought we had a couple, miscues, offsides, jumps, and things like that certainly need to be cleaned up as well.
How much of that do you think is just first game jitters?
Oh, I think that there's a kind of a balance there. You're going to have that in a first game, but typically you're working on those things as well. And you know, for us to have the type of team that we need to have, Jamal, we've got to clean those things up. And so we're going to work hard this week, make sure we're maintaining snap count and taking care of the football.
How did the backup linebackers play?
I thought fairly well. You know, they're certainly not that first group is exceptional, but I thought the backup guys, you know, they're finding their way. There's still a separation between the first team and the second team, so I don't think you're going to see them interchanged maybe as much as we've done in the past, but hopefully as the season goes along, we'll be there.
Is there going to be any underestimation of Colorado State just because of how well you've done against FBS schools?
No. No way. You know, our players and coaches certainly, they're a very good football team that's well coached, and they won their in-state rival. We've got our hands full. And I think any time a FCS team plays an FBS team, you know, they're the measuring stick right away. You're down 22 scholarships and budgets and all these other things. Fortunately for us, you can only play 11 guys at a time. And I think they're an excellent football team. It'll be a tall order to defeat them.
Coach, after their press conference on Saturday, their coach didn't waste about 5 minutes talking about NDSU next weekend. Because of the success we've had against FBS opponents,
that's all standard operating procedure. You know, as a football coach, you're gonna focus on the next game. So I'm sure it's just standard procedure.
How about on the flip side, a letdown of them playing a big in-state rival coming down and now playing supposedly a 1AA school?
I have no idea where their mindset is, Dom. I know that they're well coached, and we're going to anticipate a great effort from them.
Why do you think you played these FBS so well over the years?
Boy, that's I think we've got a good program that, you know, we've been able to be disciplined and be in the right spot and make teams have to earn things and take care of the football. So probably the best answer I can give. I guess we've played well against them. So.
How much elevation you have to account for? I know you did that with Wyoming a few years ago when you played out there.
You know, one of our coaches on our staff spent several years at Colorado State. I you know, the elevation is certainly, I think, maybe a minor factor, but I don't think it's to the point where you're playing in Laramie or even Boulder. So it'll have a little bit of a factor. I just don't think it's going to have. You know, the Wyoming game made a difference, I think, late in the fourth quarter. We are not anticipating that, Dom, in Fort Collins.
How confident are you in Brock Jensen being that game manager? You can compare him from last year to right now.
Well, he's taken steps forward. I thought he played very well. He threw the ball well, completed close to 70% of his passes, made good decisions throughout the game, and experience is really invaluable. He's come along. He's becoming a much more polished quarterback as opposed to a guy that just had a strong arm. And so, and he's assuming more leadership role and game management, and so we're well pleased with his play. I thought he played well Saturday night.
Any surprise injuries Sunday?
No. I think we'll have a full squad, Jeff, so that's always encouraging.
Coach, this is the fourth straight FBS you're playing that has a first-year head coach. What goes into that in terms of getting the team ready? Is that something that you've taken advantage of, so to speak?
Well, it's a challenge because a lot of times you don't quite know exactly what direction schematically a team's going to be. And so, you know, we've tried to prepare for a lot of different things, Dom. You know, how that's come about, boy, I think it's a little bit of the luck of the draw, you know, when you have this many coaching changes. But I know this, you watch this tape, they're well coached, the guys are in position, they play disciplined football, and they beat a good Colorado team. So we got our hands full.
Is there a lot of Alabama in this program now, McElwain, or do you make any correlation?
Well, I know Coach Saban a little bit, you know, through the years when I was at Nebraska, and he's an excellent football coach, and there's a program they have, and there's a reason why they're going to be successful. I think every time you become a head coach, you take things from different programs that you're from, and I'd imagine, you know, their head coach has taken a lot of things from Coach Saban. Certainly they're very successful, but, you know, looking through the resumes, worked for a lot of good coaches.
How good is their running back, Who's he compared to? Anybody that you face in the Valley at all?
You know, I would say, you know, the big bangers from Illinois State, you know, and we've had trouble with those guys. And, you know, I think typically we play much better defense when we're able to stop the run. And that'll be important for us come this Saturday for us to be successful.
How much does your running game help move your offense along?
Well, anytime you're able to run the football, you know, you're going to see plus one in the boxes, and that helps so much in the passing game. And then along with that, that uses up the clock, keeps our defense off the field, and it also imposes will on somebody else. And so I think Colorado State certainly, you know, they're balanced. They're throwing the ball well, but they want to be a successful running football team, as do we. And I think it's going to be important for us to be able to run the ball well against Colorado State.
I didn't notice, Craig. Was Juckerman in the game at all?
Yes, he played.
Okay.
Yeah, he played about, I think, 15 snaps.
Mm-hmm. His knees are good enough?
Yep. He's able to go in there and compete. He's not a starter, but he's a role player right now.
A couple years ago, Mary, you tell me about you're happy to play the underdog role going into Kansas. Obviously, mm-hmm. That's gone now. How do you address your team, knowing full well that this team, Colorado State, that is going to be fully ready for you guys?
You know, Dom, I have no idea how they're seeing us. And so the only thing we can control is just how we are. I do know typically teams that are from FBS recognize that they have significant advantages from a recruiting standpoint and numbers over FCS teams. So where their mindset is, I couldn't tell you. I do know we're a confident football team that appreciates we're looking forward to competition, and we know it's going to be a very competitive football game.
Talk about what you learned from your wide receivers coach. I know that might have been a question mm-hmm. mark on the season. You had a lot of young guys get snaps.
That was great to see Zach Brar go out and compete, and he did a lot of the things that he had shown in the past. I thought he really made some great catches, and, you know, a lot of times that can make a quarterback look awfully good. But beyond Brock, Trevor Gephardt came in and caught a touchdown pass. Ryan Smith caught a touchdown pass. I think Cooper Walla was out there competing, Moody, Andrew Oakland made a nice catch along the sidelines. And so those game reps for those young players are invaluable, and they'll certainly come into play as the season goes along. But I thought the biggest significant impact was Zach. You know, he's a deep threat, he's a big guy that has the ability to go up and get the football.
And how about how the other teams in the Valley did? They played pretty well.
Valley will break you down. I mean, I've not reached out to Eric yet, but for them to beat Pittsburgh, I think, is a great feat. I know that Northern Iowa had a really close game against Wisconsin. I believe Indiana State played Indiana very well. I think that speaks very well about the competition in the Valley. You ask our players, and they'll say over and over again, it's a tough conference, and to win it is extremely challenging. And so how our Valley teams have matched up non-conference-wise, I think, is probably reflective of the quality of play in the league.
Can you use Saturday at all as a barometer for how you feel like we're going to be ready for the Valley Conference?
A little bit. You know, certainly we feel like we know more about our football team. I personally know more about our football team now. You know, you never knew how Adam Keller is going to respond on kickoffs, or Ben LeComp, or how Zach's going to come back from those collarbones. And you know, having some young players out there and new players like Andre Martin and such. With the exception of the little miscues that we had in the first half, I was well pleased. I think we have the makings of a good football team.